For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso officials say an attack by suspected Islamist militants on an upscale hotel in the capital has left at least 20 people dead, many others wounded. Government troops, along with their French counterparts, continue to battle the militants to retake that hotel after the gunmen raided the building late Friday. Burkina Faso officials say 63 hostages have been freed, with 33 of them having been wounded. It is not immediately clear how many hostages the militants may still be holding in the hotel. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for the top U.S. officials who are talking about the strategy to defeat the Islamic State. General Lloyd Austin is in charge of the U.S. military's Central Command.
Altogether, our different efforts, targeting ISIL's forces, targeting his leadership, targeting his infrastructure, his gas and oil production and distribution capabilities, his economic infrastructure, and the various sources of revenue, altogether, these efforts translate into devastating effects on the enemy.
Obama administration and others see the IS militants as an existential threat. UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for lifting of international sanctions. Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium-enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Iran has said its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. This is VOA News. Taiwan voters casting ballots today in elections with expectations high, and that front-runner and opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen would become the first female president. According to the most recent poll, Tsai enjoys a double-digit lead over her Nationalist Party contender Eric Chu. The young vote is expected to play a crucial role in the elections, not only for president, but in the legislature as well, where the opposition DPP could win a majority for the first time ever. A Norwegian educational program for migrants and refugees that focuses on the treatment of women is attracting attention in the wake of mass New Year's Eve assaults on women in Cologne, Germany. Reports that women in Germany, Sweden, and elsewhere have been sexually harassed by the men from the Middle East, North Africa, and Asia has sparked outrage across Europe. Zlata Tsuhok has our report.
The Hero Competence Center in the northern Norwegian city of Stavanger offers courses in Norwegian language and culture to refugees and asylum seekers. Many students in this class came from countries where women have little or no freedom. An important part of the training focuses on the prevention of rape. The two-year pilot program has caught the attention of other European countries following reports of sexual assaults by foreign men on women in Europe. German officials have announced tough measures for such crimes. Rights groups and Muslims have called such steps hasty and unjustified. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Worries about China's slowing economic growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing report on U.S. retail sales contributed to a global stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid to around $29. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% at the close. Sam Sovall is Managing Director of U.S. Equity Strategy, S&P Capital IQ.
I think that we're headed for a very challenging 2016. I think that possibly the 12.4% decline that we experienced in this correction through August 25th is not going to be the ultimate bottom, but I don't think that we're headed for a bear market. From an economic perspective, we are not looking for a recession.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday was off 2.4% in New York. The Nasdaq plunged 3.1%. The slump comes after Chinese authorities reported weaker-than-expected loan data, adding to worries about the world's second-largest economy. Chinese stocks have fluctuated wildly for months despite efforts by Beijing to prop up the market. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.